This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular consultation on patient Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, first name Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, date of birth May 13, 1973, date of evaluation July 17, 2024. Referring physician, Dr. Alexander Bradley. The chief complaint, 51-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for a right knee replacement. The HPI. The patient is noted as a 51-year-old female who reports history of torn meniscus, period. She first developed symptoms as related to her right knee in April of 2021, period. She stated that she then continued to work, period. However, she had ongoing pain and associated swelling, period. She was ultimately evaluated by a workers' comp doctor, period. She had subsequently requested a second opinion, period. She was felt to have a tear of the meniscus, semicolon, for which she underwent repair in July of 2021, period. She then experienced a fall in October of 2023, at which time she re-injured her knee, period. She was then evaluated at Sutter Tracy, period. MRI demonstrated significant pathology, at which time she was referred to Dr. Bradley, period. The patient was then felt to need a total knee replacement, period. She reports constant pain, which she rates 5-6/10, period. She states that she has locking of her knee, period. The locking results in recurrent falls, period. Her past medical history includes that of one recurrent falls. Next number, hypothyroidism. Next number, distant history of seizure. Next number, lupus. Next number, asthma. Past surgical history includes that for thyroid goiter. Next number, gastric sleeve. Next number, back surgery. Next number, ankle surgery during childhood. Next number, cholecystectomy. Her medications, levothyroxine, unknown dose. Plaquenil, unknown dose. Allergies, Vicodin / codeine results in hallucination and dizziness. The family history, mother died of breast cancer, grandparents all with diabetes, social history, she smokes a quarter of a pack per day, period. She denies alcohol or drug use, period. Review of systems. The constitutional, she has had weight gain. Eyes, she wears glasses. Respiratory, she has history of asthma. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/81, pulse 67, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 248 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in acute distress. The extremity, there is mild varicosity of the lower extremity. Face edema is noted. Musculoskeletal right knee effusion noted to be present. There is severe tenderness to palpation period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 63 beats per minute period. There is a right bundle branch block period. The impression, this is a 51-year-old female with history of industrial injury, bilateral knee pain, period. She is noted to have multiple medical problems to include history of SLE, comma, grand mal seizures, and gastric sleeve, period. She had MRI of the right knee performed, which demonstrates a tear of the ACL along with severe osteoarthritis, period. There is osteophyte formation and complete loss of the cartilage, especially over the lateral side of the knee. The meniscus is destroyed in this region, period. Patient is now felt to require surgical treatment, period. She is noted to have borderline EKG, but is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, period. Patient is therefore cleared for surgery. Recommendation may proceed as surgically indicated. An addendum. Labs were forwarded from the referring physicians. White blood cell count 6.8, hemoglobin 13.6, platelets 238, sodium 140, potassium 4.2, chloride 104, bicarb 22, BUN 12, creatinine 0.91, glucose 89, calcium 10.3. She is noted to have mild hypercalcemia, period. In either case, patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same sign, Dr. Rowlington Ferguson.